Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much, all you do, small business owners. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and for all the people who should be thanking you, who aren't, but who may not be thanking you, from the people in your community who rely on you for the things that you do, the products that you sell, the services you provide, for always being there at a moment's notice when they need you. For being able to basically disregard your very existence for years and then all of a sudden be able to pop into your business or to call you up and say, I need you right now, even though they haven't even said, you know, one thing to you in 10 years, maybe ever. All of a sudden they just pop in and say, oh, yes, I need this. This is going to save my life. And because you were there, because you gutted it out every day and grew your business and were there to save them in that one moment that they needed you, but then they didn't thank you for that. They just took your stuff and gave you the money, and you said fine and let them go. And because they didn't say thank you to you, I'm saying thank you to you. For those employees who take for granted how hard you work and don't appreciate the fact that if you hadn't made something from nothing, they wouldn't have a place to work. For all the things that you do to provide them with a good place to work, a safe place to work, a way to grow themselves professionally, to meet other people, to reach out and to get to know other people because they work for you, the customers, the different vendors, the folks, all the different people, the quality of life that they have, the salary that you pay them, the benefits that you provide, the way you care about them like they're your family. For all of those employees who don't say thank you to you for that, I thank you for that. From your community, the overall community that doesn't realize how much they benefit from the tax revenue that you create, the sales tax that you collect and remit, the federal taxes for payroll and for you, the taxes that you pay on your own success, state and local, all of that. The community at large, the government, the local government that never thanks you. I'm thanking you right now for that, for all that you do, small business owners. From the nation, during Small Business Week, from our grateful nation, I want to thank you for all that you do, because when aggregated, and you've heard me say this before, ladies and gentlemen, when we aggregate all the things that you do as small businesses and we put it all together, as a nation, you create over half of the U.S. economy, over half of the U.S. $11-plus trillion. It may be as much as $12 trillion with a T this year. You create over half of that. And you've heard me do the math on this before, folks. The number two, the generally accepted number two economy in the world is Japan, which is less than $5 trillion, or maybe no more than $5 trillion. This year, and that's number two. And if Small Business USA creates over half of the U.S. $12 trillion economy, then that's got to be close to $6 trillion, right? So is $6 trillion more than $5 trillion? I think it is. At least it was when I grew up and learned simple math. So that makes the number one economy in the world small businesses. America's small businesses, number two economy in the world. Now, if you do the math the way I do it, and I admit to being biased, I admit to being a little bit lopsided in my sentiment, but I think the math is accurate. And I've run this by some economists, folks. I've run this by some of my economist friends, and they've told me that my math is you know, it may not be to the penny, but it's generally correct. If you've got a $12 trillion U.S. economy, over half of which is created by small businesses, and the U.S. economy is the largest in the world, that makes Small Business USA the number one economy in the world. Everybody else in America, number two, big business. Number three is Japan. Think about that, folks. Think about that, small business owners. The things that you do, when you open your shop today, when you close your business today, when you ring up those sales, when you make those deposits, when you buy and sell, when you hire a new person, when you buy some new equipment, when you go out on the limb for some debt to leverage and grow your business, when you do all of that aggregated creates the number one economy in the world on two different levels, as a whole nation and as Small Business USA. And so on behalf of our nation, our grateful nation, small business owners, I thank you. And yes, I'm going to thank you on behalf of the world, because I don't even want to think about what the world would look like, what kind of condition the world would be in right now if it weren't for the U.S. economy, for Americans. Folks, this is not ugly American speak. This is just fact. This is just me talking about the truth about how important the U.S. economy is. We do have a trade deficit. That means we buy a lot of stuff from other parts of the world. What would happen to those economies if the U.S. businesses and consumers weren't buying those goods? What kind of life, quality of life, what kind of level of economy would those countries have all over the world? The little bitty teeny tiny countries, the third world countries and the developing countries. What kind of shape would they be in if Americans weren't buying their stuff? They would not. And this has nothing to do with politics. This has nothing to do with a military politics campaign. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with simple economics. Americans buy and consume a lot of stuff in support of our economy. And a lot of that stuff comes from other parts of the world. And small business owners, since you are the number one economy in the world, that means that a lot of, think about when you go to your business today, when you close up your shop today, when you think about what your business is going to be doing next week, I want you to think about the part that you play in all of these things that I've just said, including helping the little bitty teeny tiny company in some third world country have a little bit more business, a little bit higher quality of life. And I hope that they're thinking about you. And if they're listening to the show, and some of them are on the internet, I hope that they say thank you to you, small business owner in America. And I'm thanking them. If they don't, I'm thanking them for you right now. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And if you ever doubted that you're my hero, hopefully you won't do that anymore. Now it's time to go home. Then he makes it fast with one more thing. I live on the palm of the 99th floor of my love. A little bit of Stones for you there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. It's 23 after. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you can. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes to you on Sunday by email. And the blog is updated every weekday, Monday through Friday. You can come and check it out every week every day, or we'll send it to you if you want us to. We'll send it right on over to you using Real Simple Syndication, which is a technology that more and more of you are using. I hope we're introducing more and more of you to it. I actually believe it's an emerging technology, and it's not brand new. It's just that a lot of people don't use it very much, and not as much as I think they will be. I think it's a technology that one day will replace some email marketing, maybe all email marketing. I really do. So you can find out more about that at our website and take advantage of it and subscribe to our blog. And don't forget to use all of the resources we have on our site, thanks to our great corporate partners who help us make it available to you for free. I'm continuing to celebrate Small Business Week. I'm going to do it. I got a little bit more time to come. But I want to talk about, I was talking about how proud I am of you in the previous segment. And I mean it, folks. I hope you know that. I mean, I don't know how you could not know that. that I mean what I say when I say how proud I am of you and that you're my heroes. But I know what you go through. I know how tough it is. Don't forget, I'm a small business owner too. There is nothing, I promise you, there is nothing you can face or will face that I haven't, just about that, in a business that I haven't gone through from Alpha to Omega. And so I know what you go through. I know how tough it is. And I know about failure. And failure is something that you have to get comfortable with if you're going to be a small business owner. You have to get comfortable inside the skin of failure. Now, failure, I heard someone say that this week, and they were quoting someone else that I'd heard before, but I think it's a good one. You know, failure is success is failing and getting up. Failure is failing and staying down. And, you know, I've said for years that the harness mate of success is failure. You can't really have true success without failure, if you think about it. It goes back to the paradoxical thinking that our good friend Kelly Owyler talks to us about on the show when she joins us. This paradoxical thinking that life is a pendulum swing. And that you can't have a half of a pendulum swing. You can't have just the good half of the pendulum. The pendulum will not swing back to the good side if it doesn't pass over to the other side. Think about that. You can't have a half of a pendulum swing. You got to have a full pendulum swing. So one side is one way and one side is the other way. One side is success and one side is failure. The difference, the thing that makes a successful small business owner, in my opinion, is someone who can, when the pendulum swings over to the failure side, they learn how to manage that. They learn how to manage their emotions in that part of the swing. And they don't react to it. They learn from it. They're not a reaction to that side of the pendulum swing. They're a product. They become a product of that side of the pendulum swing. So that when it swings back to the good side, they bring all this knowledge, all this perspective, all this attitude, this good attitude about what has just happened to them. And now things are moving back the other way. And they grow from that. And that's the irrepressible optimism. That's the pathological optimism that small business owners have. When we swing over to that other side of the pendulum, we believe that we're going to swing back. We don't like being there. We don't like being in the failure part of the pendulum swing. Nobody does. But especially the more you spend time on that side, the more times you fail, and the truth is, the stronger you will be, the better you will be at what you do, the wiser you will be, the better perspective you will have, the more rounded you will be about life and about business, because you will realize, yes, I failed. This thing that I tried didn't work. It failed, but it didn't take me down because I didn't let it. I kept working. I kept working hard. So folks, if you want to be successful, if you want to truly be successful, and I know many of you out there are nodding your head because you've been where I am. You've been where I'm talking about. And some of you have been doing it longer than I've been doing it. You know that if you're going to truly be successful, you have to have failed. And one of the reasons why failure is not a bad thing is because without failure, if we only had success, we'd have this idea that the reason that we're doing so well is because we're so smart. Like you've heard of the guy who was born on third base and he grew up thinking he hit a triple. That's what would happen to us. We would think, wow, life is easy. I must be so smart. I'm making all this happen. Well, you know what? Sometimes you are smart and you do make things happen. But sometimes that same smart person has a failure. And I just want to remind you that you can't have true success, true long-term success, without having had some failures. And the question is not whether you're going to fail. It's whether you're going to fail and stay down or when you fail, get back up and succeed? That's the question. That's how you're being judged today, small business owner. Gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back with Ted Fishman. He's our China expert. He's the author of China Inc. And we're gonna see what's going on in the relationship between China and America, and actually China and the world, right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.